Journey to the Center of the Earth by Jules Verne. Chapter 40. Preparations for Blasting a Passage to the Center of the Earth. Since the start upon this marvelous pilgrimage, I had been through so many astonishments that I might well be excused for thinking myself well hardened against any further surprise. Yet at the sight of these two letters, engraved on this spot 300 years ago, I stood aghast in dumb amazement. Not only were the initials of the learned alchemist visible upon the living rock, but there lay the iron point with which the letters had been engraved. I could no longer doubt of the existence of that wonderful traveller, and of the fact of his unparalleled journey, without the most glaring incredulity. Whilst these reflections were occupying me, Professor Liedenbrock had launched into a somewhat rhapsodical eulogium, of which Arne Saknussemm was, of course, the hero. "Thou marvellous genius!" he cried. "Thou hast not forgotten one indication which might serve to lay open to mortals the road through the terrestrial crust, and thy fellow creatures may even now, after the lapse of 3 centuries, again trace thy footsteps through these deep and darksome ways. You reserved the contemplation of these wonders for other eyes besides your own. Your name, graven from stage to stage, leads the bold follower of your footsteps to the very centre of our planet's core, and there again we shall find your own name written with your own hand. I, too, will inscribe my name upon this dark granite page. But forever henceforth, let this cape that advances into the open, discovered by yourself, be known by your own illustrious name, Cape Saknussemm." Such were the glowing words of the panegyric which fell upon my attentive ear, and I could not resist the sentiment of enthusiasm with which I too was infected. The fire of zeal kindled afresh in me. I forgot everything. I dismissed from my mind the past perils of the journey, the future danger of our return. That which another had done, I supposed we might also do, and nothing that was not superhuman appeared impossible to me. "Forward! Forward!" I cried. I was already darting down the gloomy tunnel when the professor stopped me. He, the man of impulse, counseled patience and coolness. "Let us first return to Hans," he said, "and bring the raft to this spot." I obeyed, not without dissatisfaction, and passed out rapidly among the rocks on the shore. I said, "Uncle, do you know it seems to me that circumstances have wonderfully befriended us hitherto?"
"You think so, Axel?"
"No doubt. Even the tempest has put us on the right way. Blessings on that storm. It has brought us back to this coast from which fine weather would have carried us far away. Suppose we..."